We used to have a whole lot of pecans over there, and at night we'd pick up pecans and we put them in that back room there, and the damn rats would get in there, and boy, they'd get a hold of one of them and they'd take it upstairs, and you'd hear them son of a gun just playing with it like a marble, from one end of the building to the other. And the old man would have to turn loose a cat up in there, or either shine it with his rifle with them spreaders and shoot it.
Yeah.
So we started making beer one time, making homebrew. And somebody went and told my daddy every bottle he kept to put a grain of rice in it, and we'd give it a good taste. And boy, when he done that, that beer went to fermenting again. And boy, you talk about bottles breaking. Oh, you could hear a big dough. You couldn't open that door. All you could do is just put a crack like that and watch and see glasses flying. We lost a whole batch of bottles. Every one of them bust open. Oh, they had glass in that place, I'm telling you. He said, well, that'll be the last time I put a grain of rice in one of my bottles.
Them old-time bottles, they had a... What were they having that you could, you know...
They had a cap on them, like a... Like one of these cap. They got now, but they had a machine that you'd clamp them down with. Mm-hmm. It would just press on them.
Yeah.
I fooled around and let that machine get away from me. Left it in my shed, and I had that other house, and my shed started leaking, and I didn't know it, and I had it in a box, and the thing got rusty, and that's where I lost it. And far as my gauge to tell when that beer is good, I got it around here somewhere. I still got it. I knew it. But I wouldn't know where to look for it, but I know I had it.
Yeah. When you raise corn, the building you'd store corn in is a...
We didn't have no crib or nothing like that. We had like that old building I told you, that built where they used to cook on a fireplace. Well, all the top part of it, the loft of it, it was solid with board, and that's where we used to store all our corn in. One end of it would be corn, the other end, the other place would be Irish potatoes and onions and things like that. We use that.
Say, Bud, would you ever take potatoes and maybe put them up in a place? Do you have a place for them where you could keep them?
Well, I keep my potatoes now. If I raise any potatoes to mount or anything, I put them over there underneath Junior's house. Because the house is built high, and my daddy had threw a whole lot of dirt underneath there for that. And it threw the draft like underneath there, and it's dry underneath there all the time. And you spread them potatoes, don't pile them up, you put them away from one another, you know?
Yeah.
And whenever that one of them get rotten, it goes right down in the ground and don't ruin the next one to it. And I keep potatoes like that all the time. I planted 68 pounds of potatoes after my daddy died, right there across there. I kept a record, because he used to plant every year, and he kept that ground pretty soft, you know, well fertilized and all that. And I planted 68 pounds, and I picked up 34 bushels. I measured them. I had potatoes all over in Junior's house. You talking about potatoes? They had potatoes. 4 or 5 big potatoes like that on every bush.
Would you have a building or a part of the building where you might store grain?
No. That was the only place we had stuff to put stuff in. That old room, we'd put the hay and then